Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on Parler when that gets back up, The Captain's America. Also on MeWe, The Captain's America. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Also on Rumble, The Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a couple of things here. First of all, before we go to the radio host that we're going to mention here in a minute, Bill Belichick was scheduled to get, and he's the coach of the New England Patriots, in case anybody forgot that. By the way, up until this weekend, the last coach of the Cleveland Browns that got them into the playoffs was who?
Slipped my mind. From
Bill Belichick.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he got in. He beat Bill Parcells and the New York Giants. But anyway, there you go. Now, Bill Belichick turned down the Medal of Freedom from Donald Trump, and he said the reason for it was because of the recent riots in Washington, D.C.
Well, yes, he did, and certainly, no matter what, there's just a certain amount of toxicity that's there, and perhaps the decision was made, it's just not worth it to have the kind of blowback that he might experience with that. But it's just not a right-wing, left-wing kind of thing. It's a political issue, I'm sure, for him. Yeah.
Right. Now, Cumulus Radio Network is another network that's out there, and they have some hosts that are on their network, namely Mark Levin. He's the number one most listened to there. Dan Bongino, who is working his way up the ladder, and Ben Shapiro, who's a young lad who's been around for a while, and he's starting to make a name for himself. And Cumulus just told these people, they developed a policy, and they said, you cannot talk about what anymore, Kyle?
Well, in fact, Captain, you're right. The Cumulus Executive Vice President Brian Phillips sent out a memo to these hosts that you just mentioned, Levin and Bongino and Shapiro, saying, quote, we need to help induce national calm now, in all caps, the word now. They said they will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved, and there is no acceptable alternate acceptable paths. and this is key, says, if you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately. That's a direct quote from the memo that's been reported.
Can you picture Mark Levin being quiet?
I don't think Mark Levin will not say what he thinks about something or continue to discuss a particular subject.
He'll push the gimmick right to the hilt.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's interesting that the memo starts, or at least the portion that we know of, says we need to help induce national calm now, according to the memo. Mark Levin isn't somebody who incites people or riles them up, but he will continue to talk about what he believes is relevant. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Now, the Trump administration plans to return Cuba to the list, the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism, and this is going to make things a little bit complicated for the incoming Biden administration, who want to revive the Obama-era detente with Havana.
I know. I can hear Trump saying right now, follow that, you know, kind of a thing. You're right. It's going to, because now Biden can try to put it in the context. Well, you know, President Trump did this and there's no reason to put them on the state sponsor of terrorism list. But in order to take them off, that really will make Biden look like he's trying to do exactly what you said, but perhaps for all the wrong reasons, because once you designated that, then and hopefully he'll get some questions as to, well, do you not think that they do this kind of thing? What about the oppression that goes on even today in Cuba? And why do you want to have these open relations the way Obama did in light of the things that we all know? I mean, it can be a very sticky wicket for Biden. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, though, all that being said, you know, perhaps Trump should put them on that list.
Right. And then the acting DHS secretary, Chad Wolf, is resigning due to the recent events in Washington, D.C. His words, not mine.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why, again, it's very concerning what you were talking about earlier, Captain, with the FBI intelligence. With a week to go and you don't have, and you're going to have a temporary or acting chief, it's a very concerning thing.
Speaking of chief, the Capitol Police chief who resigned sought the D.C. National Guard help before the riots, and he came out and he said so. But he was denied by the D.C. city supervisors and the D.C. mayor. They said, nope.
Yes, that's, again, this is why we absolutely have to have a commission to figure out what happened, who did what, and how you get to the bottom of it.
When we come back, we're going to say a little bit more about what we think is going on here, because it came out yesterday with Denise Simon, and I did a little bit more research and checking on it. And it's obvious that somebody sat on this thinking that they might have a good opportunity to ruin Donald Trump a little bit more. Of course, we are talking about Democratic politicians in D.C. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, with my good friend and companion and trusty guest, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced and you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, they'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, or Port Charlotte, or other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them I sent you. And when you get that windshield replaced, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is. All right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about here. You know, the Secret Service, okay, not to be outdone, the Secret Service is going to begin full-time protection of Joe Biden. They're going to give him the inauguration security. That operation will start on January the 13th. Now, that is tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And certainly, again, you know, you can't have too much security, as it were. We just want to make sure that everything goes off and there are no issues whatsoever.
Yep.
So it's and they do that based on their own evaluations and so forth. The Secret Service calls its own shots on that. Absolutely.
Now, are you planning on flying into Washington D.C. at any time?
No.
Well, anybody that's flying into Washington, D.C. might have a little bit of a problem if you're on board an airplane, because major airlines now, because of what happened with the riots, have indefinitely suspended the sale of alcohol on flights in and out of Washington, D.C. How do you like that?
Yeah, very interesting, Will.
They must have had a bunch of people sauced last week, and they figure, uh-oh, we don't want to do that again.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yep. Yep. So there you go. But isn't that something? And by the way, we heard about an Army captain who reportedly resigned before she led a group of 100 Trump supporters into Washington, D.C. last week. And she is being investigated as to whether or not she did anything out of the way. Apparently, her people that did not go into the Capitol, but they stood on the steps watching what was going on, staying out of the way, which is good for them. Anybody, I'm telling you, anybody that went into the Capitol, that's criminal trespass when they had the building locked down and shut down, and that's part of it. And if you were anywhere near that awful situation where the police officer got hit with the fire extinguisher and they can identify the people in the picture that were there that walked by as he was stumbling trying to get up and get back to where he needed to get to get aid, you would now become an accessory to murder.
Yeah, exactly right. And this we can't be any more serious about that.
No.
You know, that's just a terrible thing. And you mentioned the lady from the Army. Yeah, that's right. She has resigned, but she's not supposed to be separated from the military, I think, until March or April or something like that. It would be in the future here. But, yes, and she's been involved on social media for quite some time. She has a real presence there, I understand.
Yeah, and an off-duty New York NYPD cop has been accused of being among the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol and actually got inside, according to the NYPD Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. The officer is currently being investigated as to what his actual participation was, and depending on what he did, the charges could be more than just going into a secured area.
Well, exactly right. And again, I think they're running down all these different leads, photographs, and other pieces of intelligence, basically. And they'll find out who it is, and they'll find out what they did, and they'll piece it together, and people will find themselves in a lot of hot water, to say the least.
Now, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Democratic White House presidential candidate, is going to be publishing a book on antitrust, the latest sign that the Democrats will turn up the heat on the use of big tech.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this kind of works, because right now it seems like big tech is sort of an ally to the political ends here. So we will see, but certainly there are other calls, you know, calls for breaking up these large companies and their influence. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out.
Well, Rule 230, the Republicans were trying to get rid of it, right?
That's right, yeah, for good reason, yeah.
Well, yeah, but maybe Rule 230 might be a blessing in disguise to leave it right where it is right now, because if you allow things to be, you know, we're kind of lawsuit crazy here now, aren't we?
Yes, to say the least. Yes.
Okay, so that would open up the door for anybody to sue anybody if they wrote something down on a website or this, that, and the other. Oh, that offends me! And then here we go. And maybe it would create more frivolous lawsuits. I'm just saying.
Well, that is one possibility, and of course, but the overarching issue is whether or not you have companies acting as publishers or platforms. Now, also we're hearing the argumentation, which does seem to ring true in the grand sense, private companies can regulate what happens on their private platform.
Yeah.
However, if you're not applying that even-handedly, I think you might be able to run into some issues. So, but again, the idea is that, if you have a certain liability shield, and then you can operate politically, well, then that kind of calls into question the legitimacy of a liability shield.
Now, here's one for you. We do know that the Democrats in their platform, they had the DNC platform coming out of their convention, did have some gun legislation and some things they wanted to do with the gun czar that we understand is going to be Beto O'Rourke, right?
Right, right.
And he's the one that said, I'm coming for your AR-15, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, Joe Biden has doubled down, pledging now to defeat the NRA.
Yeah, I heard that he had said that. And
he said it three times in the last 5 days, three times.
Yeah. And a lot of that, I think, too, is trying to placate the far left wing and so forth, trying to make sure that he's holding this together. First he had to get across the finish line of the election. Now he's got to get across the finish line of the inauguration, and he's had some cabinet choices and lack thereof of cabinet choices that have angered the left, and certainly I think he wants to turn up the rhetoric on that for sure. But also at the same time, I think he does have designs on the NRA.
Well, he's vowed and pledged to defeat the NRA. He's also pledged to, he made another comment. Let's see, it was, I promise I'll defeat the NRA while I'm in office. It'll be done while I'm in office.
Well, yeah, but why would
it's more than the NRA, though.
Yeah, but the NRA stands for Responsible Gun Ownership, Education, Safety.
You bet.
All those kind
training
of things.
Courses.
Right, because people who own guns aren't bad people, especially if they operate them in a safe and respectable manner, in that sense, where they understand that it's a powerful weapon and you have to be very, very careful, and you have to teach the right safety procedures. You have to be a responsible gun owner. But there are those, Captain, who couldn't care less about the NRA, but they have guns and they do bad things. It's those, we have to go after the people who do those kinds of things and not against people who are actually trying to make sure that your Second Amendment rights are protected and that you have safety.
Yeah. Now here's one for you. An internet company called Your T1 Wi-Fi, T1 Wi-Fi, which is a provider up in the northwestern part of Idaho and goes into Washington State and Spokane, has now responded to customers who want Twitter and Facebook blocked from their Wi-Fi. And anybody that wants that, they're doing it. They're blocking Twitter, they're blocking Facebook from being on the Wi-Fi of that network.
Interesting, interesting. Well, and of course, there are ways of doing that in your corporate networks or your home and this kind of stuff. You can block them. It's a little more complicated in terms of your equipment that you're using. But yeah, this is an interesting sort of development.
Well, if you have a smart TV, you can do it right with a keypad.
Yep.
Yep. You don't have to watch everything.
Right. Well, precisely. That's part of this deal here, is that if somebody's saying something that you don't like, you have the right to simply turn it off, or you have the right to answer that speech that you don't like with more speech. It's when somebody else, somewhere else, decides what you can and cannot hear from somebody, that's censorship.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a big rally, the Florida Stands United for Freedom event, coming up on January the 27th in Tallahassee, Florida. Going to be some big-name speakers there. It's going to be at the state capitol. I'll give you the information about it. And, oh, by the way, we'll also tell you about today. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. Enjoy some great food.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Social media app Parler is suing Amazon after it was removed from Amazon's cloud services. The suit calls Amazon's moves anti-competitive and motivated by politics. The company is asking for a temporary order keeping Amazon from closing Parler's account. The app was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the tech giants accusing the app of allowing posts inciting violence and allowing users to plan last week's unrest at the Capitol. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Matzie tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many hurdles.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem, we'll call up a new vendor, right? We call up the vendor, we're all good to go, and then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day, and hopefully soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends from Farrah and Farrah. Now, Farrah and Farrah is a law firm that has offices in both Florida and Georgia. And listen up, because you're going to learn something here, and then we're going to give you their 24/7 phone number. You can call them up and see if you got a case, but here's their information.
The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com.
And don't forget, their 24/7 phone number is 877-245-6707. That phone number again, 877-245-6707. That's a 24/7 number. There is somebody there, a live person to answer it, and they'll tell you whether or not you have a case. Now, Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com, phone number 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, I'm back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. You know, Kyle, one of the things that is the alternative to the impeachment, not saying they're going to do it, but it is the censure of President Trump. They could do that tomorrow.
They could. This actually goes back even to the days of Bill Clinton. There was a censure that was suggested then. There probably would have been bipartisan support even among some of the Democrats at that time. They could have gotten that through. But in this case, I think that's something they might be able to get through as well for President Trump in terms of the makeup in the House. That being said, the Democrats will hear none of it, and they will simply try to move forward with their impeachment, which, again, you know, ultimately becomes much more of a political stunt than anything else.
Now, there is a rally coming up in the state of Florida. There will be other rallies elsewhere in the country, but this is the only one I know about that I can speak about for the time being. In the state of Florida, Florida Stands United for Freedom event is coming up on January the 27th, 2021 in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, it starts at 10 a.m., where you'll be able to meet with your legislatures. Then at noon, there'll be a rally for freedom in the Capitol Courtyard, which is a pretty good-sized area. And the featured speakers will be, number one, Joe Gruters, Florida State Senator and the chairman of the Florida Republican Party out of District 23, which is right here in Sarasota. And one of the featured speakers will also be Anthony Sabatini, a Florida House representative from District 32, Tampa Bay area. There's going to be more speakers announced. And the website, if you want to find out more, freeflorida.me/freedom rally. That's freeflorida.me/freedom rally. That would be the Florida Stands United for Freedom event, January the 27th. 2021. Now, Kyle, the conservative agenda after the loss of the Georgia Senate seats is going to change a little bit, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
And Democrats who will be in charge of both houses of Congress and the White House after Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th and Georgia's two new U.S. State Senators, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, take their seats at that same time. Now, Republicans have obviously suffered a number of electoral setbacks. Not only did they lose control of the White House, but they'll be the minority in both houses of Congress for the first time in a decade. Now, looking ahead, Republicans will need to remain united to defeat efforts to move policy in America further to the left. You agree with that?
Yeah.
And they'll need to present a compelling vision for what they'll do if given the opportunity to govern again. Now, the conservative movement has traditionally stood for economic opportunity, personal freedom, a strong national defense, and the value of human life. Now, those are the values that many of our fellow Americans share and should be the backbone of efforts by conservatives to lead. Once again, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, you know, of course, the idea is to continue to promote American ideals, but also, in specifically, as a subset of this, would be the conservative perspective. And what the Democrats are doing, along with the way this is playing in the media and so forth, is they may be able to successfully, for a time, try to simply tar and feather all conservative thinkers with the same idea that, oh, you're the ones who stormed the Capitol, you're the ones who are trying to attack our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, anybody who espouses conservative ideas would be vilified. But as some time goes by and we see what kind of administration the Joe Biden-Harris administration is going to be, then I think people will start to say, okay, what were these conservatives, what were these Republicans talking about again? Because when they're looking at high gas prices, high energy prices, foreign policy issues in Iran and Middle East, all these kinds of things, that and China for sure, they may say, okay, yeah, well, what were these ideas you were talking about again?
Yeah, Eric asked a question in the chat room. I just happened to see it. He says, isn't the National Rifle Association the United States' oldest civil rights organization? It may very well be.
It may very well be exactly. Well, that's right. And again, it's about trying to paint with a broad brush, and the very people that are espouse gun safety, they're the ones who are the gun problems? No, see, it's how you try to juxtapose things onto other people.
Well, here's something to think about right now. There's a poll that came out, and more Americans expect crime to rise rather than decline under a President Joe Biden, and Republicans overwhelmingly expect a nationwide crime increase during the Biden administration because of the attitudes that have been displayed in the past. You agree with that statement?
Well, sure. I mean, they will go back to a lot of what the Obama administration was doing at the time as well, in terms of trying to create these investigations against police and so forth. And, of course, anybody breaks the law, just like in the Capitol building. Doesn't matter what party they're with, no matter their political idea, political proclivity, I should say, if you break the law, you have to be punished for that. There's just no doubt. But there will be a different atmosphere because Joe Biden has embraced to some degree or another the idea of defunding the police.
Now, I'm glad Eric brought that up because I was able to find out when the NRA was founded. It was founded on November the 17th, 1871, 149 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
So it definitely is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the country. And yes, it's civil rights because they're talking about your gun rights. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey poll finds that 41% of American adults expect crime nationwide to increase under a Joe Biden presidency, compared to 28% who expect crime to decrease, while 21% expect crime to stay about the same, and 10% just don't have a clue.
Right. There's always that 10% or small percentage.
Yeah, and 69% of Republicans expect a nationwide crime increase under Biden, compared to 20% for the Democrats, and 39% of those not affiliated with either party believe crime will go up. 47% of Democrats expect crime to decline, and 23% say they expect it to stay about the same.
Well, you know, there's another component in this as well, regardless of Biden's, as I said, to some extent or another, embracing defunding the police, but there is going to be the economic issues that people may face. You know, Captain, I heard the statistic a day or so ago. We're about, 10 or 11 million jobs short of where we should be.
Yep.
Right now and in a regular sort of cycle, but nevertheless, that's 11 more million people out of work. So it will have an impact, most unfortunately, but it will be noticeable.
Now, with the hundreds of millions of dollars pushed by reputable billionaires, as well as those seeking the downfall of the American Republic, namely George Soros and China, in the 2020 election in the Georgia senatorial runoffs, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that somebody was funding these people that were out there trying to get in the Capitol, and we'll get into more of that, but we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren will be right back, and I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate her very much. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Tell them you heard the Captain talking about them, and I told you, you get a free cup of coffee if you pull in here, and you will, and that's all there is to it. Okay, we're going to take care of some business. right, we're going to take care of a little bit of business there, and that's what we're about to do right now. Bachman Turner Overdrive, getting it done there. Another song, Oldie But Goodie. Kyle, what'd you think?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's off their album Not Fragile from way back in the early 1970s.
Would you get that one at least in 92?
Sure would, yeah.
good music to dance to.
That's right.
Yep, back in the day. All right. Now, an atmospheric river event will spread and impact the western portions of the Pacific Northwest over the next couple of days, bringing heavy, persistent rain and heavy mountain snow as flooding, flash flooding, landslides, and debris flows are possible. Meanwhile, a high wind event will spread across the northern Rockies into the northern plains through Thursday, and we still got the remnants of the storm, the snowstorm that came across the south with some winter driving conditions that left behind it. And, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we do have an awful lot of weather to talk about in the Seattle and in the Portland area there in Washington and Oregon. We've got flood watches covering most of the western parts of those two states, and we're expecting several inches of rain. Looks like it's going to be raining all the way through Tuesday. Looks like Tuesday and Wednesday, and more rain after that, after maybe a little respite. But still in all, those flood watches are real, and you have to be very, very careful. Snow at elevations, lower elevations as well, and this storm is bringing a lot of moisture. So if you're heading down I-5, you've got a flood watch all the way south to about Eugene, Oregon. You've got a winter storm warning throughout most of the northern part of Washington. Also, high wind watch along I-90 through Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Also, Captain, we got a report tonight snowing up on Cabbage Hill. That's on I-84. So be very careful because you've got that 6% grade that goes on for about 7 miles or so.
Yeah, and it doesn't go straight down. It winds around.
Exactly right. So you got to make sure your brakes are working pretty good, too, before you chance something like that. So be very careful out there with the snow. Also, we have high wind watches throughout the western part of Idaho, also into Montana as well, covering Helena, also Great Falls, Billings, Montana, pretty much the entire state of Montana under high wind watch tonight, Captain. The eastern part of Wyoming under high wind warning, also, of course, Cheyenne, Laramie, as you travel down the I-25 corridor to Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs. High wind watches in effect there as well. In California, we have dense fog advisory. This along 99 and I-5 south of Modesto and encompassing down through Bakersfield. And out in Cajon Pass tonight, we understand it's 41 degrees. Looks like clear conditions there if you're traveling up I-15.
All right, I'm going to start out in Michigan now. In Michigan, about halfway across the strait along Lake Michigan, the east side of Lake Michigan, about halfway across from the top to the bottom, upper peninsula on down to just about the Indiana-Ohio lines, you've got snow right now, winter driving conditions. Also, moving on down, coming straight down into the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis and the eastern part of Arkansas, and then down through most of the state of Mississippi, you've got winter driving conditions there left behind from the snowstorm that moved off to the east and is now gone. You've also got winter driving conditions in the northern part of Mississippi tonight, and up along the mountainous areas of Tennessee, up through North Carolina, and up into Virginia, and up into the southeastern corner of West Virginia right now in higher elevations, winter driving conditions, especially if you're coming out of Charlotte on I-77 going north up towards Worthville. Now, down on I-20, coming out of Dallas and going east, you have got some rain that's come in behind. However, the temperatures are cold enough, it could possibly be not just rain, but it could also have a little bit of sleet and freezing rain mixed into it, so please be careful along I-20. You've got a freeze warning just south of I-20, south of Shreveport, across all of Louisiana there in the central part of Louisiana. You got a freeze warning down south of Galveston, down towards the Mexican border. And you've got some gale winds tonight from Mobile, Alabama, over to about Marianna, Florida now. It's widened up a little bit. So that's what you got going on. And in upstate New York, a little area of winter driving up there around Albany, up towards Lake George and over into the Adirondacks. around us. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening to what we have to say. And thank you very much early on for all the different comments that we had from the audience. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, they tried the 25th Amendment. That didn't work yesterday, so they decided that they're going to have a little impeachment party going on here. But not so fast, because now we're hearing they might just decide to censure the president so they can at least get something in there. But I guess, and here's the problem. Can you impeach a president when he's out of office? Go ahead.
Therein lies the argument. Several say yes and several say no.
But the Constitution doesn't say anything about someone that's out of office. It regards someone that's in office.
Correct.
Yep.
And so if they're out of office, we don't know what the statute of limitations is, do we?
No, but I do know that they were going to impeach Richard Nixon when he left, and they didn't do it because they didn't think they could.
Well, it's all quite fascinating, because we would then have just cause to impeach Obama for Russiagate.
No kidding. Yep. Yep. So paybacks are hell, aren't they?
Well, we are certainly in uncharted waters on this one, and it's really quite fascinating. I have a sense that, you know, there's been a big push by many for Trump has already declassified, I think, pretty much everything he was going to declassify. Now the release comes down to John Ratcliffe. So it would be interesting to see what would necessarily be in there that would be even more basis for impeachment of Obama if they do determine that you can impeach after somebody has left office. Now, Obama, the threat is that they don't want Trump running again in 2024.
Right.
Okay. Well, using that same argument, we know that Obama cannot run for president in 2024, but again. But
right.
He can go on to hold another federal office.
Sure
someplace.
Can. Or be on the Supreme Court.
So. These are all pretty fascinating things, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And
we're having a civics lesson that I don't think that could ever have been taught.
No. All right, well, hold that thought, because, folks, we're headed to the top of the hour news, and after the top of the hour news and your stations get a chance to pay some bills and all that, we will be back with more with Denise Simon. And, by the way, when we come back, we'll talk to you about a little FBI intel that we got here about what may or may not be coming to your state capitol. We'll get into that and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.